What is popping? What's happening? It's your boy Jeff Devonte coming to y'all with another episode of Melanin Theory. What's good? It is going to be an interesting episode to say the least. Because this is something that I've kind of been getting real introspective with lately. I'll say that much. My faith walk. My relationship with God, my Christianity, my spirituality, whatever, however you want to phrase it, it's definitely something that's been in the forefront of my mind for some time now. And I thought it was, I was like, I think I'm at the point now where I need to go ahead, or not need to, but I would like to go ahead and just kind of speak on it, because I'm pretty sure I can't be the only person going through this. You might be going through it yourself, might know somebody who's going through it. Also, let me just go ahead and start off by saying, well, I'm not really starting off because we already got the ball rolling, but let me go ahead and just say, I am by no means a pastor. I'm not a minister, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to try to convert anybody into, you know what I'm saying, a Christian if you're not already. If you have questions and comments and you know what I'm saying, you want to have a discussion about everything that's talked about in this episode later on, I am all for it. I'm like, let's go, let's have the conversation for real. But I just want everybody to feel comfortable in knowing that I'm not here to try to change who you are. We're just having a conversation. I'm speaking on myself. So I don't want you to feel cornered. I don't want you to feel, you know, I hope you don't feel uncomfortable. If you do, I apologize. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and talk about it. So, I grew up in the church. I grew up, you know, pretty much from the womb, you feel me, like, was raised in a Christian household. I, you know what I'm saying, from jump, you know, understanding who God is and going to church every Sunday and every Wednesday, every Sunday morning, every Wednesday night, you know, for Bible study. And it was, you know what I'm saying, it was a thing, you know what I'm saying, in my household, like, me and my mom and dad, that's what we did. And I will say, I accept what the religion Christianity has to offer, in a sense of, or not, I don't know, yeah, in a sense of, like, I believe that there is a God. I believe in one God. I believe that the God, you know, God is, there's, you know, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity. I believe that there is a heaven and a hell, heaven and a hell. I believe in God just as much as I believe in, or I should say, I believe in the devil just as much as I believe in God. You know, I believe the Bible, you know what I'm saying? I read the Bible, all that stuff. I've been baptized, accepted God as my Lord and Savior, you feel me? Like, all that. And I also believe that there are consequences for things that you do and all that good stuff. So after getting through all the, like, the details with it, moving forward to where I am now, from where I started or growing up to where I am now, I feel like my relationship has gone through so many ups and downs. And of course, like, I'm not gonna sit here and blame God at all. Like, it's definitely on me. But, you know, at one point in time, especially, like, coming right out of high school when I was, like, 17, 18, I really, like, was on fire for God. You feel me? Like, I was in praise and worship. I was in there for the youth choir, you know what I'm saying, singing. Eventually got in there for the men's choir, singing. I was, you know what I'm saying, when I was little, of course, I was in the plays. I was volunteering for things. So I was, you know, doing the AV team with the recording the videos and audio stuff. Like, I was, bro, I was involved with the church. You feel me? Like, I was really in there. And then, even after, like, my parents kind of went through a divorce, and they kind of stopped going to church, I still continue to go on my own time. I'd be getting up, I'd be getting ready for church, my dad kind of just be chilling, or my mom might be chilling, and I'm driving myself to church and all that good stuff. Like, I really was on fire for God. And then I went through, I went through college. That's what it was. I went through college. And that shit was horrible. Excuse my language. Whew. See, I knew I told myself I wasn't gonna do it, but see, this is why we here. This is why we here. You feel me? We have to be talking about this later on. Anyways, it was horrible. And it's just like, dang, college really, I guess, for lack of a better phrase or word, like, or term, like, college turned me out. Like, as far as like getting into worldly things, you feel me? Like, college is when I lost my virginity. College is when I started smoking weed. College when I really started like cussing a lot. College is, you know what I'm saying? Like, college really, through, like, I went to my first kickback/party when I was in college, you feel me? Like, I just you know, got involved in a lot of things that I knew about but wasn't exposed to growing up in the church. And so that caused me to really kind of stumble. Things that I knew that I probably shouldn't have been doing, I was still doing. And even to this day, like, it's the difference that I look at now between then, when I first kind of started getting into like the worldly things, if you want to call it that, and then like where I am now, is I've learned a lot about myself, and I've can now understand like what I can tolerate, what I can be around and not let it influence me, and vice versa. And so it's been a really interesting journey, to say the least. But now I've gotten to this point where I shied away. My faith in Christ is still there. Like, obviously I have faith in my God, but it's almost kind of like I be thinking to myself, does my God have faith in me? You feel me? Like, do he trust me to be like, to, you know what I'm saying, to do what I'm supposed to be doing as far as like being a Christian man? Like, as far as being a Christian man. So it's really, because I mean, like, I'm gonna just be real. I'm gonna be real with y'all and myself, all right? I'm not gonna stop smoking. Look, I'm sorry. Unless God come down himself, or unless God talk to me himself and be like, Jeff, I'm gonna need you to stop smoking the weed. You feel me? Unless God telling me I ain't finna stop smoking this drug. Like, and that's just me personally, because I feel as if weed isn't necessarily a vice for me. Well, I guess it is a vice, but it's not. Weed is not something that I'm like hooked on, or I feel as if I'm controlled by. There are moments where I take tolerance breaks and I stop smoking weed for X amount of time. There are days where I'm contemplating, do I want to smoke this joint? Do I want to smoke this joint? No, I really don't want to, because at the end of the day, like, I'm about to just smoke and go to sleep, and that's a wasted high. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are moments where I feel if weed controlled me or had a hold on me, then I would like kind of fold into it. But it's like, I don't fold into weed. You feel me? Like, it's really just something that I use to feel good, to feel relaxed, to, you know what I'm saying, enjoy the environment that I'm in, whatever the case may be. So it's like, yeah, like, honestly, I feel as if that you can have a relationship with God and still smoke weed. That's just me. I could be wrong, but until God tell me otherwise, mind your business. Don't you in my business. Don't do that. But yeah, so with that being said, it's like, I'm just at this point where I'm thinking, is like, does God trust me? Am I in a position right now where if I were to die, am I getting into heaven? Well, technically, I guess yes, because of the fact that it's like, I accepted God as my Lord and Savior, but it's like, I'm not really living according to what the word of God is. Like, when it comes to prayer, bruh, I haven't actually sat down and like and prayed to God, aside from like before I eat my food, of course, every meal before I eat my food. And even then, like, there are some days where I really be slipping up, like, be halfway and be like, hold up, I didn't even pray. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, but for the most part, as far as, like, praying to God, like, waking up in the morning and praying, let me just sit down for 2 minutes and just pray. Like, I have not done that in years. And as a Christian, as somebody who grew up in the church, as, like, this is ingrained in me, it's crazy because you would think, like, I would be feeling, dang, I'm really upset with myself. I'm about to go pray right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, forgive me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me correct. Like, I would think that somebody who was as on fire for God as I was would just be like, boom, let me correct that. But it's crazy. What really bothers me is the fact that I'm not like that. Like, I think about it and be like, dang, I really haven't prayed. And be like, all right, well, I mean, I will one day. And then, you know what I'm saying, go about my day. Keep, you know, cleaning my room, or keep, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever I was doing. Like, I don't have that, not to say the desire, but it's like, I don't have that, what's the word I'm looking for? It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm not being proactive about it. For me to be like, let me stop what I'm doing so I can give God the attention that he deserves and that I need to give him. And because I don't have that, because I'm not proactive about it, that's what's bothering me. Like, dang, I'm not upset that I haven't prayed in a while. Like, I'm not with the quickness when it comes to, like, let me go ahead and correct this action. And it's crazy. Like, but even then, like, I'm still not in a rush to get it done. So it's just like my faith right now. I know what I need to do to correct it. But it's like, am I a bad person for even, you know what I'm saying? For even knowing that I'm not doing what I need to do and I'm still not doing it. Like, I don't know. But at the end of the day, it's like, what I'm not gonna do, I'm not gonna shy away from my God. You feel me? Like, that's still my Lord and Savior. Like, I'm still gonna ride for mine at the end of the day. So if somebody came into the room and was like, you know what I'm saying, do you believe in God? Yeah, of course I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be like, oh no. Like, no, for real, yes, that's my man's. You feel me? Like, if somebody walked up to me right now and was like, I give you $1 million for you to be like, I don't believe in God, I'm missing out on some money, bro. You feel me? I'm missing out on some money because, like, nah, I'm not gonna shy away from that. But I also understand, like, there's some things that I need to do to get back right to where I was. For instance, tithing. Like, y'all, like, even with tithing, I've been off. Like, I just, so for those that might not understand or might not know tithing is when you give 10% of your money that you earned, like, from a paycheck, or, like, if somebody gave you, like, a birthday money, or, you know, anything, tax return, like, any type of income that you get, any type of money that you receive from anything. Tithing is giving 10% from that money off the top, as in, like, before you pay bills, before you put gas in your car, before you put anything in your savings account, before you do anything with that money, the first 10% off the top goes straight to God. Goes straight to God in the sense of, like, you're giving it to your church. If you know what I'm saying, if you have a church home, then that's, you know, you're giving it to your church. Even with tithing, like, and that's, like, the golden rule, bro. When it comes to your relationship with your God, bro, they tell you, do not rob God. Do not rob God in the sense of, like, do not, don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't not give your tithes. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be saying, I'm not going to give tithes this time. Like, and it's crazy because, like, they tell you don't rob God or your money will be cursed, in the sense of, like, you're not going to flourish financially. You know what I'm saying? You're not going, and that's not to say like you gonna be dead broke. You feel me? It's not to say like you're not gonna have money. You feel me? Like, or you're gonna lose your job. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. But it's just saying like you're not going to be as well off as you would if you were to give your tithes. So whereas right now, for example, for me, I haven't not been giving my tithes like I should have been. And I mean like, bro, I wasn't giving tithes for months. And it really just came from the comfortability of like, I'm not going to church. You know what I'm saying? Like even before the pandemic, even pre-pandemic, like I just was not physically, I was not going to church. Like I got to a point where I got comfortable not waking up on Sunday morning and going to church. And so because I wasn't going to church and physically being there in attendance, then on top of that, I wasn't giving my tithes. Now the way my church is set up, you can give tithes online. You don't have to be there physically. So it's like, I didn't have an excuse not to give it. I just wasn't doing it. So in turn, here's like for me, my money was cursed because I was not able to save money for a whole entire year. Like I was getting paid and I was not like, you know what I'm saying? Like I would pay my bills, I'd buy groceries, and then I'd have nothing. You see, like I have nothing. like Kodak Black on that when he did that one video or that live or whatever, he said, I have nothing. That was me. I paid my bills, I got groceries, and then I had nothing after that. So I was not able to save money. So now people, you know what I'm saying, would be like, well, your money wasn't cursed because like you still was able to eat, you still was able to pay your bills. Yes, I still was able to eat. I still was able to pay my bills. And I think, you know what I'm saying, even all glory to God on that, because I think that still was the fact that like I have a relationship with God. It might not be the best. It might be barely there. But it's like I still accepted God as my Lord and Savior. I, you know, believe in God. I know who he is. I don't shy away from him. So that's why I kind of like still chalk that up to God, as far as like I was blessed enough to be able to pay bills and eat food. Had I been giving tithes on top of that, like I should have been, I most likely would have been able to save money, whether that be because I ended up getting more hours at work, or whether that be because I got, you know, was getting a different type of income, whether that would be whatever it is. I can guarantee that if I was giving my tithes like I should have been, I would have been able to save money. So it's just like there's so many things that kind of trickle, or there's so many things that have happened that have tarnished, for lack of a better term, there, that it's tarnished my relationship with God. And so that's why I asked that question of like, what's like, how's my faith? Like my faith personally in him, like I said, solid. I know who he is, but does he believe in, you know what I'm saying? Does he know who I am? And that's the $1 million question. But yeah, and honestly, that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. But yeah, that's where I'm at. That is my faith check. I'm thankful for y'all that listened to the episode. I hope this didn't make anybody uncomfortable. Like I said, I just wanted to have this convo, or actually this discussion, and kind of just, you know, kind of just put it out there for myself. Because, you know, sometimes I feel like when we release things audibly, it's like a weight being lifted off the shoulders kind of thing. So there's some growth I gotta do, some decisions I gotta make, but I'm gonna go ahead and make those for me. Yeah. You can't see, I'm doing a little dance. So, thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed the dialogue. You can go ahead and follow me. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, snide remarks, anything like that, you can definitely go ahead and follow me. Hit me up on Instagram, melanin_theory. That's MELANIN_THEORY. A few plugs before I leave. My boy Kyler, He is doing a survey. He's trying to get some information from people, but it's not just any survey, it's a Halloween survey, baby. Us is better than Get Out, or vice versa. What do you think? That's what he wants to know. So go ahead. If you want to take the survey, he does need responses. I'm not exactly sure what number he is at right now, but I do know he just needs more responses in general. So please go ahead, take the survey. You can actually find it on his Instagram, and you can follow him at The Fourth Kyler. That is going to be TheFourthKyler. It's going to be the post with Red from us on there. The link for that is going to be in that comment section. Also, another plug, if you're into poetry and you really like poetry, well, I know a poet. Surprise, surprise, it's also my guy Kyler. This man is an amazing poet, and I'm not just saying that because he is my friend, but it is the truth, absolutely. If you like poetry books, please go ahead and cop his books. He's got 4 of them. The latest one is called Obsidian, but you can go ahead and find all that information in his bio for his Instagram. Again, that's The Fourth Kyler, TheFourthKyler. All right. Also, another plug. I know I said it last week, and I apologize for giving misinformation. I believe he is doing it this weekend, though. My boy, 1K, Andre. Andre is another friend of mine. He has these discussions every Saturday, or I should say pretty much every Saturday, called Smoke Some. And if you like conversations, especially about politics, that's his jam. Go listen to them. They're usually at 2 p.m. On Saturdays. You can follow him and tune into those talks. Andre_1K. That's Andre_1K. Again, Andre_1K. Last but not least, another plug. Obviously, y'all like podcasts because you're listening to my podcast. Hey. But there is another podcast that is just as good. Some might even say is better, but she definitely doing her things. Please go support Mama Maj over at Mama Majism. She's got the podcast Mama Majism. Every Monday she be dropping that, and she be doing some interactive things with the peoples too. So if you like interactive things, tune in, tap in, go peep her out, follow her on her Instagram. That's MAMMAJISM. Those are all M's as in Mary, Mike, McCoy. I don't know where McCoy came from. It was just a name that I thought sounded cool. But again, if you want to follow her on Instagram, that's MAMMAJISM. That's 2 M's back to back. All right. That being said, you already know what the deal is. I appreciate y'all for listening and tuning in. Oh, surprise, surprise. I have a song that I did that kind of goes along with this episode. You feel me? So if you would like to listen to the song, stay tuned after the outro. I'll go ahead and drop it for y'all. A little surprise for those that actually listened all the way through, you dig? But no, the song is called Versi Prayer. I hope y'all enjoy it. That being said, you know what it is. Stay awesome. Stay positive. Stay black. If you're not black, stay you. Be dope. Much love. Peace. I think my faith started slipping when I started cheating on my girl emotionally.
creeping on the side, hoping that she didn't notice me during deceitfulness. But I was praying we connected through everything else. It didn't work and went to hell, but my curses ride my verses, and my verse is pretty versy. Mama always telling me kingdom blessings I'm worthy of. Him be give me guidance, I should take it since I'm weakening. Lord forgive my sins, since my tongues I ain't been speaking in. Tithing for my finances, attendance don't align with it. I be lying hearted like Tumnus on a battlefield. Weed might keep me calm, but the spirit keep my heart filled. I just gotta pray some more, show the Lord my faith for more. I never hide my face even when I talk about my Lord. I just need some confidence, I know my Father got me. I'll be standing at the pearly gates years from now, of course. I don't mean to bring the discord, but give me 94 at least. Until then I'm living for my Savior and I'm proud to be. Still gonna smoke the weed, can't convince me that I shouldn't be. But Satan got no hold, I just do it, set my mental free. New favorite rapper claiming all his Christianity. It's gonna take some time to fully reach all of my clarity. In the meantime, I'm reclaiming my faith. Stay connected to my God, he be saving my grace. And when it's time, he remember my face in Jesus' name. Amen.